Moses leveraged ministry multiplication through delegation. Elijah and Elisha leveraged ministry multiplication through education. The early church, of course, leveraged ministry through the duplication of their strained administration. The scene looks like this. It takes place with the dynamic growth of the first century church. Acts 6:1 restates it like this. Now, at this time, while the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint arose among the Hellenistic Jews, among the native Jews, because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food. Here's the deal. The early church was engaged in meeting the needs, the specific needs of widows and those around them. Now, if you know anything about like life in the first century church, the plight of a widow was stark. Therefore, the early church was set up in like this really elegant way to meet the physical needs of believing widows. But growth causes pain. Everything was working fine until the sheer volume of people needing to be served overtook the apostles' ability to organizationally manage this process. It was a situation of failed administration. It was not an issue of the heart at all. It was an execution issue. Some things were falling through the cracks. As more and more people became followers of Jesus, the real number of needs, physical needs, grew. So the need for a new and better means of administration also grew. So Acts 6, 2-4 says this. So the 12 summoned the congregation of disciples and said, "It is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables. Therefore, select from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, who we may put in charge of this task. But we then will devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word." You see, the 12 apostles quickly realized they could not do it all. They were charged with the ministry of teaching and prayer. There was just really not enough time in the day to effectively teach and train the growing new group of believers and attend to their physical needs. Both were important. Both were needed. The people were multiplying in number. Therefore, the ministry must multiply as well. The obvious problem was that things got too big for them to manage. Their answer was not to double down and work harder and to seek to make it all happen by themselves. Their answer was of a higher order, of a higher magnitude. They multiplied themselves and created the first deacons, or essentially an administrative team. But who could they trust with such an important matter? I mean, caring for orphans and widows is not only the heart of God, but it's like a communication to the skeptical watching world that something beautiful and different was happening amongst these followers of Jesus. The apostles looked for the current faithful. I call them the faithful few. They looked for those who had a good reputation, were full of wisdom and of the Spirit. You see, everybody has a reputation. Some reputations are good. Some reputations are bad. Now, how does somebody even gain a reputation? It's actually simple. A reputation is earned through time, plus consistency of any behavior, whether it's good or bad. When it comes to multiplying your ministry, you look for those who are already faithful. You look for your faithful few. Don't look around for like the untested, the untried individual. The Bible actually teaches us, he who is faithful in little will be faithful in much. Take your current 301 level leaders and develop them into those 401 level leaders. Duplicate your ministry with already developed leaders who have a winning track record. Notice that the apostle gave ministry away. The apostle kept certain aspects of the ministry that were important for them to do. They gave ministry away to other qualified leaders to do. And I gotta tell you, giving away ministry can be tough. There are areas of the ministry that I personally enjoy. I love them. And I can be reluctant to give away opportunities to serve, especially if it's stuff that I like. Now, here's an example. I'm a rather proficient teacher of like large groups of people. I have a master's degree in effective instruction. I'm national board certified in teacher excellence. I have been like classically trained as a teacher. Plus, I have decades of experience teaching in all kinds of contexts. And in addition, I love it. Instead of me directly teaching a room of 100 kids, my best and highest use was to teach and train 2 to 3 other leaders to teach. These leaders had raw materials, and some had experience teaching and even some success in teaching. But truth be told, I gotta tell you, I was better than they were. I was better at teaching. I could prepare faster. I could deliver with more engagement, and I could make it look super, super easy. I gotta tell you, it would have been super easy for me to stay in that direct teaching role and not multiply myself. But the best kingdom value would be to have 3 or 4 people who could teach at a B+ level rather than having one person who could teach maybe at an A+ level. You see, I stopped direct teaching and I passed on my gifts, my abilities, and my tricks of the trade to eager and qualified leaders. Now, you see, there was 4 of us, not just one. Bottom line, duplicate yourself into qualified leaders and move others into areas that need attention.